learning to use iPhoto to touch up your pictures and to have fun. What great and wonderful fun that is. Everyone should have that opportunity. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Learning to use iPhoto. It's not a surprise that this month in the Fortune magazine for March, the world's most admired companies, Apple leads the way. Apple has always led the way in imagination and creativity. And of course, who is it who really has led the way? And that is their wonderful leader. Yes, a company has maintained quality, dignity, propriety, and has become exceedingly wealthy. And yet it hasn't had to violate the rules and go against the code of ethics that the world has set for the operation of a good business. Dwelling for a moment on the business aspect of it, when you consider that Steve Jobs has maintained a quality leadership in himself and his staff and the people who are around him to maintain a company level of extreme integrity in these troubled times, it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful and amazing thing. We can be very proud that there are men like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and men who are at the top of their list, the Berkshire Company too, with our dear friend Warren Buffett. That's the second most admired company in the world. Apple, Berkshire, Toyota, Google, Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, FedEx, Southwest Airlines, General Electric, Microsoft, right at the top of the list. These men have lived their lives and done beautiful things and are admirable. Oh, there are people who will disagree with them and people who will belittle them. But these are people who are short vision. These are people who are not really looking at the truth of these people, of who they really are. Now just take, for instance, the iPhoto in the Apple programs. iPhoto, it's sort of a fun thing. And they've just brought out some new aspects to it, where you can go on to the different iPhotos and identify the photographs and put the name on it, and then it'll come up with every other photograph and it'll say, is this Jeannie? Is this Fred? And then wherever you are, plus it'll tell you anywhere in the world where the photographs were taken. Now, these things are quite significant in themselves. Now, though we've had the Adobe and we've had the other graphic programs, and they're all quite excellent, and they've been used for years by the outstanding graphic artists and designers in the computer business, iPhoto came up with a simple program of making the pictures beautiful. You take a picture and you click on them, and then you go down below and you click on the little device, the little box, and it'll flash itself up into a big box. And on it, you can touch up 8 or 10 different areas of the photograph to see how you could make the photograph look like it had the perfect lighting all the way around. How you can bring out the shadows. How you can bring out the highlights. How you can bring out the tinting and the toning. How you can do all of these things just by the flick of your computer mouse, and you just move it back and forth, or just with your finger on the board itself. It's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. And if you don't like it, you just reset, and you're back to where you were when you started fooling around. And then, the easy thing too, and I'm sure this has been around for a long time, the easy thing too, it says a touch-up stick. And if you have a dear friend whom you admire very much and you respect and you want to say something nice about them, and you take their picture and you look at their picture, and there is all their wonderful lines of age, their lines of intelligence, their lines of laughter, their lines of joy and harmony. And the laughter and joy and harmony lines are okay. You don't want to take them all away. But you want to tone them down a little bit so they don't look so severe. And so you take the touch-up stick and you gently touch it up. And you go very lightly around him, or heavily. And pretty soon, if you wish, all of those wrinkles are gone. And the people who look at it, they say, "Wow, I look good there. My goodness sakes." Well, you look good everywhere. It's just that the camera seems to pick up all these details about us that our own eyes are nice enough to ignore. And so we can make the camera look at us as our own eyes look at us, sort of overlooking the wrinkles, overlooking the blemishes that we might have. Now, you say, "Well, that's not really true." Well, ask yourself the question, what really is true in life? When you look at a picture, you say, "There is a house." Well, now, there's more than a house there. There's a house with windows and doors. There's a house with a garage. There's a house with a yard. There's a house with people inside. There's a house with curtains in the windows. There's a house with the lights on or the lights off or whatever. The house has many ramifications that you're not recording, you're not recognizing, you're not giving credit to its existence. And you see, we are so accustomed to justifying adjusting, I guess that's a better word, we adjust the pictures we look at them. And when we look at a picture, we look at it really like an artist, because all of us are artists. And as an artist, we look at it without any of the things that might be a blemish. You're living next to the railroad track, and after a while you don't hear the railroad train go by. You're living with a person who has had cancer of the face, and the surgery that was redone, the cosmetic surgery that was to bring them back to looking ordinary, was good, but wasn't quite complete. Perhaps more needs to be done. And the person has just had enough. They cannot allow themselves to go any further because it frightens them. And so you, as their friend, at first you see the blemishes, at first you see the imperfections, but after you've been with them for a while, and each time you come and see them, you see them less and less. You see the charisma that wonderful person shining through, and you don't even see those blemishes and those imperfections. You see the person themselves. Well, this is what the iPhoto allows us to do. It allows us to see the charisma, to look past the outer blemishes that might sort of be wrinkles or tightness or whatever, and allows us to see the person for what they really are. Now, that's a lovely art. That's a lovely thing to do. And that's really what we want to be able to do. Well, Apple, the number one favored company in the world, world's most admired company, Apple, right at the top of the list, and Berkshire with Mr. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' Microsoft, all on the first 8 or 10. How beautiful that is. It shows you that integrity can be in bigness. Integrity can be in the quality of the company. But integrity starts out with one man. And Iacocca brought that integrity to Chrysler back in the 60s when he came out of some very difficult circumstances with Chrysler and brought them from a bankrupt company into one of the admired companies of the world. And he took a big loan from the federal government And within 3 years, he paid the whole thing back. Now, that's leadership. That's direction. Could any other person have done it? Perhaps. Did they? No. We look at our friend over at Hewlett-Packard, and we think to ourselves, Mark Hurd, what an interesting person he is. Apple. Hewlett-Packard has been up and down over the years, but it's always been basically up, because it is a leader in many ways, and it's a stable leader. And Mr. Mark Hurd wants to make it even a more stable leader, because he feels that quality is what he is after, and he's going to stand by that. Each of us can direct our own lives to be quality. Each of us can direct our own lives so we look past the blemishes and we see the charisma, we see the drama, we see the beauty, we see the magic. And as we see this magic, as we see this drama, as we see this charisma, we admire it too. Why are they the world's most admired companies? Because they have integrity. Now, can you have integrity? Certainly. Would you be the world's most admired company with integrity? No, you're not a company, but you're a person. Could you be one of the world's most admired persons? What makes a person admired? It's their integrity. Integrity is not something we buy. Integrity is something we are. And these companies don't buy integrity, they are it. And while Apple was reluctant to have a lot of people come in and help Apple grow and develop, it wanted to have a sound foundation upon which to grow. And it wouldn't allow a lot of third parties to come in until it was ready. And then when it was ready, it opened up the doors and the floodgates poured in. Now, it could have zoomed along like the PC market with all the others, Dell, Packard, and Microsoft, and all the others coming in there. It could have zoomed along just perfectly. But it wanted to give, really it wanted to give, a product to the people that would be the simplest, most beautiful one to operate. Now, those of us who are PC-oriented find it difficult to move into the Apple program a little bit because we hang on to the PC concept, the technical PC concept. And as we move into the Apple concepts, we find the integrity of Apple standing forth like a giant rock of Gibraltar, untouchable, unshakable, always there to be dependable. Yes, the iPhoto is a fun thing and a good thing. What I have mentioned are just a few little points of it. And it has a plethora of possibilities that make it a wonderful, dynamic, glorious program that offers ease and simplicity to everyone who tries it. So, we've covered quite a few things here, and it's fun to do it. Now, let's take Mark Hurd's name from Hewlett-Packard and put your name or my name there. Let's take Bill Gates's name from Microsoft and put your name or my name there. Let's take the names of these other company leaders and put your name or my name there. Could we stand up to the magic of these men? And the magic of these men is they have an integrity that is untouchable. When you and I, in our life, have an integrity that's untouchable in any area, we are magic men. We are magic leaders. We are magic women. We are magic people in our world. And it is exciting beyond measure. Think of this for yourself. and let yourself have some of the joy that these men know. Oh yes, these men go home to their families. These men are not workaholics. They like their jobs, they do well at it, but they live every area of their life with an integrity and a joy and a sparkle and a delight. And that's what makes them so happily successful. Have a great day, and know that I see each one of you successful and one of the most admired persons on the face of the earth right now. And I do dearly love you. I love you. I love you.